Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here with another video in this series on building websites with Microsoft Web Matrix. In this video, we're going to add some social networking features to this particular web page in our application. So, the social networking features, particularly we're going to be looking at the link sharing helper and the Twitter helper. And if you haven't been following along with these videos, you'll note that these are helpers that don't come in the box. They're part of the package that we download through the NuGet package manager, and WebMatrix gives us a nice GUI to access the package manager. And we run a page in our website and go to from the root directory underscore admin. And when you do this for the first time, it'll ask you to set up a password, and then you'll have to go rename a password file. We've already done that, so I can just enter the password. And this gets us to the package manager. And you'll note that we installed the ASP.NET Web Helpers Library 1.1. And what we got was that, as well as the Facebook and the Twitter helpers. So these are the ones that we need. We're not going to work with the Facebook helper in this video. We're going to work with the Twitter helper, as well as the link share helper, which was part of the Web Helpers library. So if you haven't installed these, because you haven't been following along with this video series, you need to install the helpers. Otherwise, when you try and run the page, you'll get compiler messages that tell you that things like link share are not known. So in our case, we've got this page, and this is just the sample layout page for the template that we're using. I'm going to do a couple things. We're going to add a Twitter helper over here in the right-hand column. And we're also going to add a link share. So let's suppose we wanted to share this chart out. Let's go in and add a link share helper. And so what I'm going to do here is just down here in this table entry, I'm going to just add a table header. And I'm going to say row span equal all 1, 2, 3, 4. And then I'm going to center whatever I emit. That's a little funky there. And now what I'm going to say is at link share. Dot get HTML. I'm just going to use link share as the inbound. That's it. Let's run this. And now you can see that, oh, I've got a little bit of a formatting issue there, but now you can see that here I have this link sharing object. And for example, if I want to share on Delicious, I click on that link, it'll take me to Delicious. Of course, I need to log into the Delicious site, but it's a nice way for you to encourage users of your website to go ahead and share all of those links. Now, the second thing we can do here is we can add the Twitter helper, and hopefully, one of the things you'll have to do, of course, is to explore all of the helpers that are available, both the ones that are originally authored by Microsoft, as well as the ones that are being written by the community and entered into the NuGet gallery, which is a really important aspect of WebMatrix, is that all of this third-party ecosystem that's growing up around the Razor syntax, both in WebMatrix and in MVC, starts to make things quite interesting. So here, we could actually, while we're here, let's fix that header problem that we created. There we go, that's better. Now, let's go ahead and we're going to use the Twitter helper. So let's go find that right-hand column, and let's create, let's see, here's where some of those are. So let's go ahead and I'm going to cut and paste a div of type whose class is holder, and I'm going to get rid of all of the markup in there. Let's just put a test in there, run, and make sure that we get a section. So here's our section right here. Now let's go ahead and add a instance of the Twitter helper. So in order to do that, I'm just going to say at Twitter, because we're going to output whatever is returned from the Twitter helper. Now there are different ways that we can, there are different things that we can do with the Twitter helper. So I could, for example, say I want to get tweets from a particular user. So I can say twitter.profile, and then inside the profile I can specify a user's name. I'll specify my own. Now if we run this and we look over here, notice I've got a little bit of CSS that I would need to clean up to use this, but because it's picking this up, this is the link format from the theme here. But notice here, these are the my most recent tweets, right? Conversation I'm having about Camtasia, which is the software that I use to do these screen recordings. The other thing that I could do, though, is if I want to be a little bit more clever, another thing that I might do is say I want to display a Twitter results set based on some search term. So for example, let's say instead of Twitter profile, we're going to say Twitter search, and let's see if we can find any results for the search term NuGet, which is the new package manager. So let's go ahead and run this now. And so you notice NuGet appears in this, and notice it's fetching them as it finds them. So it's just one line of code, and this is the real brilliance of the helper objects, is that folks that are inclined to do so can write the functionality that is important to them, no matter how complex it is. They can wrap it in this helper object that we can install through the NuGet package manager, and then we can, with a very simple, usually a one-line call, sometimes with a few parameters, we can include that rich functionality in our ASP.NET web page via web matrix. And these helper objects also work with the Razor syntax if you're using MVC. So here you saw a couple of different ways to include Twitter content into your web page, as well as the using the Linkshare object to help encourage folks to link to or engage your site and push things on your site out to the members of their social networks. It's very easy to do. In most cases, just a single line of code. ¶¶